First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. Remember that question when you were going back to school as a kid and the teacher asked, what did you do on your summer vacation? So we're going to chat a little bit about that. Interesting stats from Viator, the group of people from Viator, a tour company, on where people went and what they did over the summer holidays. Some interesting findings, especially in the destinations. No surprise that, you know, the usual ones stand out, like Rome, Paris, London. I know some friends that went to Paris and Rome and those places, and some of your exotic destinations that you went to. So anything that stood out for you there?
Right. So Viator had a top 10 fastest growing travel spots this summer, and they included Iceland and St. John's, Canada, the West Midlands in the UK. Also experiencing strong growth was like Helsinki, Finland, Stockholm in Sweden, and Rotterdam in the Netherlands. And particularly, travelers were really interested in China. Beijing was noted as the fastest growing summer destination by far, with a demand for the city surging like 3 times year over year, as well as Shanghai, which was nearly 2 times more bookings compared to last summer. And so not only China, but other destinations in the Asia Pacific regions, like Indonesia, Osaka, Japan. So always interested, I think, people in somewhere different than where they live, or maybe a different culture, something that they just want to explore a little bit more.
Yeah, I think so. I was surprised about Beijing and Shanghai. We don't know. Viator is a worldwide company, so we don't know who's doing the answering of who's going there. But yeah, and places like Japan, I think Japan has always been a hot spot. I find it interesting in the summertime, though, because I don't know what the weather is like in Japan in the summer. It seems like places in Europe would be nice to visit, especially Iceland in the summertime. Rather go there than in the winter months. But then the things that people did, and you had a couple of examples just on your own when you were in Colombia, in South America, Central America, some of the things you did there and some of the things you did in Portugal, experience the culture and the history, especially with the hands-on type of thing, the cooking classes and pottery classes, just learning with the locals, right?
Yeah, I think it goes a long way to really enhancing your trip, like a hands-on class or a lesson led by a local expert. And cooking classes, as you say, were one of the most popular experiences. Maybe you're into photography. There's a lot of photography tours. In Maui, there's a great guy called Daniel Sullivan, and he takes great pictures all over the world. But he also will take you on like a photography tour to some of the most beautiful places in Maui. And whether it's on marine life or on land, if you're into sports, there's also like sports lessons. Maybe you're into golfing and painting. So I had mentioned on one of our last podcasts, while I was on the Avalon Waterways cruise on the Douro, I took like a bit of a painting class with doing a tile, and it was a lot of fun. And it just makes your mind go in different places. And I think it's kind of nice to learn about the history as well. Now, and when we're talking about sports, like a lot of people are interested, like maybe in a kayaking excursion or four-wheel drive. And I know once when I was in Namibia, I did a four-wheel drive over the sand dunes. And that was totally cool. And, also kind of like tobogganing down. That's lots of fun. You know, you kind of have to think about what interests you, because I think that's the most important thing, is what do you want to explore more? Like, for an example, a lot of my clients are now really interested in Africa. So they're going on safaris, and one of the top things to do is go on a hot air balloon ride, you know, looking over the Serengeti and seeing the animals wake up, because it's an early morning departure, and seeing the sunrise. So things like that are Pretty amazing as far as adding to your trip. Always good to shop, but these experiences and people wanting to find out or enjoy something that they wouldn't normally do at home is really important to them as well.
Well, I think that's the you just hit it, the nail on the head there. Things that they wouldn't normally do at home. I think that's one of the biggest keys of people that, because life gets in the way. You're working and looking after your family and doing all those things. You don't have time to go on a kayak excursion, perhaps, or you don't have the opportunity to go on a four-wheel drive adventure or do the mountain biking, depending on your location. Maybe there's no mountains, right? So, and just doing the fun stuff like that you've always wanted to do but never had the time, but you can take the time, and it's offered with cooking classes and painting classes. And I think it's kind of cool too, because you're with a group of other people and you get to know them and you kind of you bond a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be really complex what you're doing. Like, I know you and my partner love the Dallas Cowboys. So a lot of people are doing like sport destination trips where they're going to a destination to see their favorite team play. And that's kind of fun as well. A lot of people are interested in local festivals, whether it's a music festival or a film festival. One of the fun things I did, not that I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, but there's this one bookstore in Douro that are on when I was going on the Douro River in Porto called La Vera Lello, and it's a beautiful bookstore, old books, lots of classics, and part of your admission fee is that you get to pick a couple books to the value of your entrance fee. So it's quite busy. You do have to book a date and a time. You can't just walk in. And even simple things like that, it's looking for a small independent bookstore, contributing to the local economy, but also reading is a huge activity, whether you're at home or you're on the road, and that kind of draws into something fun to do.
Yeah, again, it just goes back to taking time to do those things that you enjoy to do or you've always wanted to do but never had the opportunity. And I think more and more travel companies, tour companies are tapping into that and offering those things.
Right. So one of my favorite excursions that I did on my last trip was going on a walking tour that included food and wine. So we went to different restaurants and tried their specialty. And it kind of started off with like an appetizer, then it, went to a main meal, dessert, different treats along the way. You get to experience the wine that's very popular at the destination that maybe you want to think about, maybe if they export, pick it up at home or bring it back with you. So lots of opportunities to explore food and like farm to table experiences. Mm-hmm. It's because that's really huge right now is, trying to be as authentic as you can when you are eating your food and such. So it can range with all the different streaming companies that are out like Netflix and Amazon Prime, people are interested in film location find. So mm-hmm. That's really been huge. Like you have a favorite show that you want to check out. So like for an example, in Hamilton, Ontario is favorite for summer, like shows like The Umbrella Academy or Handmaid's Tale or the Queen's Gambit. So it's kind of fun, kind of putting a location to what you've seen. For me, one of my favorite was when I was in Salzburg. I'm a huge Sound of Music fan. And, just picking out the gazebo or where the kids and Julie Andrews fell into the lake when, just stuff like that.
It is fun.
Yeah. So I really quite like stuff like that where it kind of enhances what you already enjoy and love. But it makes the destination even more special, and it mm-hmm. it, it, It enhances it because it, you know what? That's why we travel. We want to learn, but we want to be entertained as well.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the wine and food tours. I did one of those in Pasadena. So it doesn't, in California, it doesn't even have to be a big exotic destination. And it's fun. And we stopped at one corner where they filmed Friends, the TV show. And it's kind of cool. And again, you experience the local foods and the local wines and just learn little things about the destination that you would never would know about if you didn't take one of those tours.
Right. And you know, sometimes like you know how sometimes you have a late flight and you don't know what to do with yourself. You know, one of the things that we did when we went to New York a few years ago, we went on an NBC studio tour. Killed some time.
Cool.
Totally
Yeah.
fun. And it was, you know, I didn't plan it. It was just something that we kind of thought about is like, what are we going to do for two, you know, for 4 hours? We're homeless. We have to check out of the hotel. So something like that's always fun to do as well. You know, we and it could be any time of year, not just summer, but throughout the year, whenever you travel.
Exactly. Lots of fun things to do if you just let your imagination wander. Wynetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes, and onantaforbes.com is her website. Always great to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good week.